Tell me about that album you're talking about earlier, Lulu Frights. That I love the concept of that. Where did that come from? How did you write that stuff?
It started with we were down here in Tallahassee a couple years ago, and a guy named Gator came to one of our shows and started yelling at
Wait a
us.
minute. Wait a minute. A guy
You know
named
Gator?
Gator. Just the yeah, do I know Gator?
Yeah,
Doesn't everyone know Gator? He still owes me $20. Like we're in Florida and there was this guy named Gator. You're kidding me.
That's usually how all of our stories start. So he was yelling at us during a show, and we said, "Listen, if you just shut up for the rest of the show, we'll talk to you afterwards." And he said, "Okay." And then after the show, he said, "I really loved you guys. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I'm gonna treat you to a drink." And we said, "That sounds like a terrible idea. Let's go." And so we went, and he sat us down, and I think he was two Long Island iced teas in when he started telling us about how he grew up in the swamps of Florida, and there used to be this black panther wandering around that sounded like a baby screaming every time it made a sound. And his grandmother called it bloody bones. And anytime he was bad, she would say, "I'm gonna throw you out there with bloody bones if you don't be good." And I just thought, what a wonderful idea to terrify children into doing what you want them to do. And so we went ahead and we looked up all of the different stories, which are plentiful of just ways that we scare children into doing what we want them to do.
Yeah.
And so that album is called Be Good Little Children, and it was a fright fest. It was really,
Yeah.
yeah. And it turns out what we are scared of is what our children are scared of too. So.